This is, so this is the application of the philosophy into the culture.
Ezt jelenti a filozófia a kultúrára való alkalmazása.
This is direct.
Látjuk, hogy ez egy közvetlen dolog.
Right. As is explained, that's where it's applied.
Ahogy el van magyarázva, úgy alkalmazzuk.
Right. So much of the social difficulties we have is simply not understanding how the philosophy actually applies directly in our day-to-day ordinary life.
A társadalmi kapcsolatoknak a zavarai nagyon szakul azonnak, hogy nem értjük azt, hogy a filozófiát hogyan tudjuk közvetlenül alkalmazni minden
napi életben. Major principles is applied.
A legfontosabb elveket az alkalmaz.
Right. It's not. We're not bewildered. Am I serving the Krishna or not? Is Krishna God?
Az nem. Tehát amiért nem vagyunk összezavarodva, hogy én Krishna szolgálja vagyok, hogy Krishna.
That I should serve Krishna. That I should serve
Krishna.
Right. Means these things, the devotees are very fixed. They're very good at philosophy.
Ezekben a dolgokban a
baták
nagyon
sziátok,
nagyon jók a
filozófiában. But the culture, then we see sometimes it's a weakness.
De akkor, amikor ezt a filozófiát átkéne ütetni a kultúrára, akkor látjuk, hogy vannak nehézségek.
Much of the time, if we are culturally successful, that's simply due to our previous experience. It's not actually due to understanding the philosophy.
És legtöbbször, amikor a kultúrában sikeresek vagyunk, az a múltbeli tapasztalatainknak köszönhető, és nem pedig a filozófián.
You come from a cultured background, therefore you act like culture.
Hogyha a kultúrát háttérüljük, akkor kultúrát akarunk.
But the principles on which that culture works, we may or may not have understood.
De azok az elvek, amik alapján ez a kultúra működik, azt nem biztos, hogy érti.
Just like that.
Ez egy érthető.
So that's one. Another, let's take another aspect since we're on the topic of fighting, since that's generally, I say, a major pastime, you know, in family situation.
So
the man will think, why fight?
Right.
It's peaceful, nothing's happening.
You know,
we can maintain our couch potato-ness. Like that. So then, you know, why all the trouble? Point is that we see that energy does not move in a straight line.
Azért, mert látjuk, hogy az energia az nem egyenes vonalon hal belőle.
A lightning bolt is always crooked.
A villanás az mindig cicakos.
Energy is always crooked. Water doesn't flow straight. Everything that's energy always moves in an erratic way.
A folyó is kanyargósan halad, hogy a villanás energia az mindig valamilyen tekerkes útvonalon halad előre.
If it moves one way, it has to move the other.
Hogyha egy irányba halad, utána mindenkit irány kell változtatni.
That's why when was at one's happiest moment, that's when the fight starts.
Ezért van az, hogy amikor úgy érezzük, hogy most van itt a legboldogabb pillanat, akkor tör ki a veszekedés.
Because the point is something that the needle goes all the way how far it goes, and as soon as it gets to the top, what does it do?
Azért, mert ott van az a szükséglet, hogy eljussunk a kisportot, amikor odaérünk a legtetejére, akkor mit történik?
Starts to go down.
Akkor az energia a lefelének.
Right? That's the nature.
Ez a természete.
Now, there'll be two principles here. That are at work. One is, the feminine nature is that of pleasure.
Az egyik az, hogy a női természet, az a
örömnek
a természet.
Right, Radharani Shlagini Shakti, which means the pleasure potency.
Az élvezetek a természet, tehát Radharani Shlagini Shakti.
Right. Happiness is always increasing. But how does happiness increase? By taking it the other way. Is that understood? Radha and Krishna together. Then when they're separated, when they come back together, it's even more happiness. So, therefore, to increase the happiness, then that means there has to be increased security. That means increased attraction or increased need.
Right?
Only if you increase Prajumna and Aniruddha, then Vasudev will generate greater happiness.
Does
that make sense? So that's why at that moment then something is brought up, that if you answer it correctly, that it establishes security, then things keep going smoothly.
Hát ezért van az, hogy az ilyen pillanatokban valamit fölhoz a feleség, hogyha arra megfelelően válaszolunk, akkor az meg fogja alapozni a biztonságot, és akkor nem történik semmi rossz.
You don't answer correctly, then it swings the other way, because what you've done is generated insecurity.
De hogyha nem helyesen válaszolsz, akkor az egész ellenkező irányba fordul, mert azt történik, hogy nem teremtettek meg a biztonságot.
Right. The only way to correct that insecurity is by that humility and proper dealings.
És az egyetlen módja annak, hogy ezt a biztonságot visszaállítjuk, az az, hogyha alázatosak leszünk.
That generates security.
Mert ez biztonságérzetet fog
teremteni. Then, to do it, you'll have to generate more security than was there before the fight started. Not less, more.
Ahhoz, hogy ez megtörténhessen, nagyobb biztonságot kell teremteni, mint ami a vita lesz.
So, when more security has been generated by pleasant dealings or humble, sincere, let's say sincere dealings, then immediately then the needle swings back into the positive.
Is
that right, sir? So that's, so it's not that fight won't be there. It has to be there. That's the way energy works. But by maintaining the proper attitude, then the man won't be affected by when it goes into the negative.
Akkor a férjére nem fog az hatása lenni, hogyha átmegy a negatívba.
Right? In other words, not that negative doesn't happen, or it won't be affected.
Nem arról van szó, hogy ez a negatív nem történik, mert csak az nem lesz van rá hatása.
Is that right?
Ez így
érthető. Right? So in other words, yeah, then in that, just the technique of application is, if the argument starts, if by what you say it is correcting the situation, then what is acting?
Right?
Because you're acting within Vasudeva, it means you're correcting the situation. If it, that doesn't work, then you go back into Prajumna.
Right?
So it's a state of existence. Right? But a positive state. But there's no interaction. Means no interaction means you're not doing something, actively doing something. Right? So you're not saying anything, not doing anything, and not going away. Right? So not doing anything means not slamming doors, not, you know, yelling at you, means doing nothing.
Yeah.
Then, but one is willing to do something as soon as you know what's happening.
De amíg már tisztában vagy azzal, hogy mi történik, akkor hajlandó vagy cselekedni.
There's knowing, and knowing what's happening means first the woman has herself figure out what's happening.
Hát azt nem tudjuk, hogy mi történik, az azt jelenti, hogy először a nőnek magának is rá kell jönni, hogy mi is történik.
But she doesn't know, you won't know.
Hogyha ő nem tudja, te sem fogod
tudni. Otherwise, how do you reciprocate?
Különben hogyan tudnák viszonyozni?
The feminine, the masculine reciprocates with the feminine according to how, what their nature is at the time. So the women will be talking this, that, so many things may make sense, may make no sense, doesn't really matter. Right, so basically you're dealing with the experience. Right, the dissatisfaction. Right, so whatever they say generates in you the same feeling of dissatisfaction that they're experiencing.
És az, amit mondanak, annak létre kell hozni a bennem is ezt az elégedetlenség érzést, amit ők átéreznek.
Right. Having generated that, then the focus comes.
És hogy ezt létrehozták, akkor felé az összpontosítás.
What was the cause of it?
Az, hogy mi lehetett ennek az oka.
That once you get the cause, then you get it. So only if one is humble and one is sincere, then having experienced the difficulty they're experiencing, then can the focus be there that it's known what now you should do to now reestablish the security so that you can move on.
Tehát csak akkor, hogyha alázatoskodj és őszinte és átérezted azt a nehézséget, amit ők éreznek, akkor tudod eldönteni, hogy most mi a helyes ahhoz, hogy visszaállítsd azt a biztonságot, amire neked szükségük van.
Ez egy science.
Ez egy tudomány.
Right? So operating a science, that's mastery. Just blowing up and yelling and screaming, that's not mastery. It's just emotional reaction. Mastery is intelligence, feminine is the mind. Right? So women will always work in that way. So if a man applies the science, right, that will then correct the situation and generate the intelligence aspect of the woman. Where they can see what is their own fault. Otherwise they can't. Unless you use intelligence in relationship, not relationship, not intelligence in pure philosophy.
És azt kell, hogy te a kapcsolatot az intelligenciában használd, hogy intelligenciával használd a kapcsolatot, nem pedig csak a tiszta filozófia alapján.
Is it, you understand the difference? Right. In other words, you, intelligence where you're just dealing with the elements, just what's what connects to what, and that's all. But what's, there's no relationship.
It's
an interactive relationship. Men can do that well. That's the advantage for getting out of the material world, because you can deal with the material world as just an entity. But you don't need to have a relationship with it. Right. So that's where that comes in. That's the advantage in the masculine mentality. But in interacting with others, there must be the element of relationship must be calculated into the philosophy. So when the man is doing that, right, that creates the security. Because they're confident in the relationship. And then it will develop. Now let's take another aspect of this. You know, working on the same principle of argument. This is from Rupa Goswami. This is taking the development of attachment, or let's say development of affection, let's say.
It's
not good at these things. Or development of rasa, let's put it that way. The development of the depth of rasa. Okay, that way. But we're reflecting it into what we can deal with. So Rupa Goswami explains when there is attraction, And that attraction increases. It crosses reason and logic.
Akkor az keresztül hát minden részt
is. It becomes attachment.
Amikor, és akkor
eléri a ragaszkodást. You're going from prajna, which is in sambandha, which is logic.
Tehát prajna, ami sambandha, ami logika, ami az
intelligence. You're crossing over the element of abhidhaya, which is the chitpotency. That's where knowledge is.
És aztán átlépünk az abhidhaya-n, ami a chitpotencia, tehát ahol a tudás van.
Aniruddha prayojana, that's where the attachment is. Then you can work.
So
if you're attached to something, you work. If you're attracted to something, you don't work.
Right.
You see something, oh, nice car. But when you're attached, I gotta have that car. So when attraction crosses logic, it becomes attachment. When attachment deepens, then there is consideration.
És amikor a ragaszkodás elmélyül, akkor ott lesz az, hogy tekintettel, hogy mérlegelünk.
Very important point.
Ez egy nagyon fontos.
Because the symptom of attachment, therefore, is consideration.
Mert a ragaszkodásnak az egyik szimptomája az, hogy tekintettel vagyunk.
Right. You're not considerate, then the woman will consider you're not attached. If you're not attached, then that means you may not be attractive. Or, you know, how you say it? Yeah, not attractive. And as soon as you've done that, now you've crossed back across reason, so now all the logic starts.
És akkor most megint az észszerűségen keresztül vissza felé haladtál, és akkor megint most jön a logika.
And if you're not attracted, means there's no relationship.
Hogyha nem mozdulsz, akkor nincsen kapcsolat.
You see the pattern?
Látjátok a minket?
Right. And when that happens, means there's no relationship, means you're insecure.
Tehát amikor ezt megtörténik, akkor az azt jelenti, hogy nincsen kapcsolat, tehát egy bizonytalanságot.
Right. So any inconsideration towards a woman will generate this pattern. That's why you think it would be a logical discussion. She just wants you to prove that you're still connected and you have a relationship.
Right.
So if you prove it through consideration, then there's confidence. So therefore, if you see a confident woman, you know she has a considerate husband.
Right.
An unconfident woman needs an inconsiderate husband.
Right.
And then when confidence deepens, then you get infatuation.
És amikor ez a az, hogy tekintettel vagyunk a nőre, ez elmélyül, akkor ott lesz a rajongás.
Right. So if before the marriage or the beginning of the marriage you appreciated that really goofy, attractive woman, that was because you were considerate.
És amikor a kapcsolat elején te nagyon értékelted ezt a furcsán vonzónit, akkor az azért volt, mert te tekintettel voltál.
Right. If you wonder why your wife changed, it's because you changed being considerate.
És hogyha azon tűnődsz, hogy vajon miért változott meg a feleséged, akkor az annyira volt, mert te is megváltoztál a tekintetben, hogy tekintettel
voltál. Ez egyértelmű. So this is Rupa Goswami's explanation of how a relationship deepens. That applies to anybody. You're not considered the friends, they figure you're not very much, the relationship's not very deep, so the relationship gets more, how to say, formal.
És ugyanez mindenki más is érvényes, tehát barátok között is, hogyha egy barát úgy érzi, hogy te nem veszed úgy figyelembe, vagy nem vagy megtekintettel, akkor Right?
If we consider it, you're very careful how you hold the hammer and how you hit the nail.
De
ha not consider it means you don't care.
De nem tekintetted, az azt jelenti, hogy nem érdekel.
So if you hit the nail in the fence, who cares?
És hogyha megütöd a szélét, az hogy elhagy,
hogy kitérnek el. Right. So this principle works anyway.
Tehát ezek az elvek mindenhol működnek.
But that's why if you say the wrong word or the wrong tone of voice, then immediately it generates this chain reaction that results in insecurity. You know, and what is right and wrong, that depends upon the couple. Every woman is different. Right? And what works in one situation may not work in another.
Right?
Krishna is the controller and enjoyer.
Right?
So he's going to eternally be doing that. Right? So then happiness is generated through variety.
És a boldogságot változatosságon keresztül hozza létre.
So the feminine nature is the, like say, manifestation of unlimited variety.
És a női természet az a korlátlan változatosságnak a megnyilvánulása.
That's why a woman will never respond the same twice in any given situation.
Ezért van az, hogy egy nő soha nem reagál ugyanolyan módon két helyzetben.
Right? It works for Krishna. In fact, he can deal with more than one woman who's dealing differently in every moment. Because he is the controlling
exactly.
But it kind of gets, it may be a disturbance for the, how you say, the living entity who's trying to be the controlling enjoyer, and every moment is different than the last and will never be the same again.
De ez gondot jelenthet annak a élőlénynek, aki próbál irányítani és érezni, hogy szembe találja magát egy nővel, aki soha nem reagál ugyanúgy egyetlen helyzetben sem.
Right, so that's why unless you follow these philosophical and cultural formulas, it won't work.
És ezért az, hogy követed ezeket a filozófiai és kulturális formulákat, vagy recepteket, akkor nem fog működni.
Krishna does these things because it's done, therefore it's then written in formula.
A Krishna azért kerültek be ezek a dolgok ezekbe a receptekbe, vagy kéketekbe, mert Krishna így csinálja.
It's not the form of it.
Nem a formája.
Right? That's where Sahajya comes.
És itt jön be a képbe a Sahajya.
Sahajya is you follow the form of Radha Krishna.
Sahajya az azt jelenti, hogy Radha és Krishna-nak a formáját.
But we're talking about the philosophy of the culture.
De mi a filozófiáról és a kultúráról beszélünk.
What is the foundations on which Krishna interacts with his creation.
Mik azok az alapok, amelyek alapján Krishna kapcsolatban van a teremtésével?
That always works.
Ez mindig működik.
That's why there's a culture.
Ezért van az, hogy van kultúra.
Means it's a common formula that everybody in that community uses.
Ez egy közös képlet, amit az egész közösség használ.
Right. So if you want to be in Krishna's community, then you have to follow the communal rules.
Hogyha Krishna közösségének a tagja szeretnénk lenni, akkor kell követnünk a közösségi szabályokat.
Does that make sense? That way you can see the functioning of how Krishna interacts with the devotees and take the principle, but don't use the form.
Tehát így megfigyelhetjük, hogy Krishna hogyan viszont a baktáival, és akkor abból átvehetjük az elveket, és soha ne vegyük át a formát.
Does that make sense? Means Krishna, when Radharani becomes angry, have you ever heard Krishna get upset and slam a door or walk off? Immediately becomes humble.
Right?
She'll joke and make trouble until she becomes angry.
Csinálja a gondot, amíg Rádarány mérges nem lesz.
But once she's angry, he's always humble.
De amint mérges, akkor ő azonnal alázatos.
And always sees his fault.
És elismeri a hibáját.
Right? So that principle we follow. The things he says to establish the parakiya rasa, the gopis, that we can do that. But the principle is, yes, to prove, his worthiness. Right, that he's worthy of the gopis' consideration. Same principle.
Yes,
sir. Okay. So any questions on this? Yes. Yes, it's always the same. But here you also have to see what is the relationship. Spiritual master is providing everything. But the relationship is master servant. Right, not father daughter. Therefore, the emotional interaction will be very formal. But for spiritual development, it works perfectly. But for more emotional support, then that's why other rasas are there. That's why you take shelter of other friends or, you know, those who you see as senior to you that, you know, has a bit more emotional content. That's being there. So here it's giving instructions that will work for you. That's what he said. They make the first step. They're leading. You follow it. That's reciprocation. You understand? But so the point of the personal is that the instruction is what works for you. Right? So it works for an individual or it works for a particular group. But the consideration is the audience.
Right.
So the same principle is being applied. According to the nature of the audience, therefore, then the preacher is speaking. So they're taking that first step. That's the masculine principle. Masculine is first and feminine follows. Instruction is given, then disciple or audience then applies that. Does that make sense? Same principle, but you have to be clear what is the external manifestation of each rasa.
Tehát
the principles of which it functions is the same for all of us. But its manifestation or the medium through which it manifests varies.
But we see that someone like Nanya Bali, they exist in a tradition, they're not being involved in the
reforming. Okay, how do you explain women who are not involved with men?
A kérdés az volt, hogy már is említettem, hogy a férfihez független természetű, de mi a helyzet azokkal a nőkkel, akik független helyzetben vannak, tehát akik nincsenek kapcsolatban a férfiakkal.
It's working, but it's working in the negative.
Tehát működik a dolog, de negatív értelemben.
A woman is only independent if somehow or another there's been something that men have done that she's not impressed with.
Tehát abban az értelemben negatív értelemben, hogy a nő független, de azért, mert
So then, therefore, then work with the field, which is also masculine. You know what I'm saying? So you don't see that the independent woman then therefore, you know, takes her one set of clothes and then walks off and lives on the trees. They try to generate a house and furniture and curtains and all the little tchotchkes that are there in the house. Because then that then generates her facility there for her experiences, her prestige, everything like that. So you can't get away from the masculine and feminine principle. It just takes different forms. Right? And underlying, generally, it's that they are behaving that way because that person who then, how do you say, inspires the male-female interaction, meaning in personal relationship, you know, hasn't been found.
Tehát általában előtt azt tudjuk meg, hogy az a személy, aki tudná működtetni ezt a kapcsolatot, ezt a férfi-női interakciót, szóval ezt a személyt nem tudták megtalálni.
That would be in general, we're looking at the, you know, the karmas.
Tehát ez általában véve van, tehát a karmikat nézzük.
So karmas eventually have to move back into the normal. But devotees, since they're trying to get out of the material world, then they have beyond that realization that even though it would be more comfortable, it may not be worthwhile. But generally, according to the tradition, only women with an inherent brahminical nature can do that. But they won't act in an aggressive, in-your-face method. They, in their own feminine way, go about this service just to do it alone.
So the question is how is a mother works in the relationship between mother and child? Because according to the definition given in this mother-child relationship, the mother is the hen of this, and the child is the womb. So how does the mother take this active role?
That means, how does the mother take active role? That's all she does. She's always making the arrangements and arranging the food and doing this and that. And she's always taking the step, you know, what the kid wears, when they wear it, how they wear it. And based on the nature of the child, that's how you deal. Child's hungry, you feed it. Child's tired, you put it to bed. Child's cold, so you put on warm clothes. The principle remains. So that's why it's really only through a chitta-bheda vedatattva that you can accommodate these things.
Right.
And simultaneously you have the feminine nature of the mother, the masculine nature of the son, but at the same time as in the operation of the relationship there, it's seemingly reversed.
Azért, mert ott van az anyának a női természete és a fiúgyerekének a férfi természete, de a kettői kapcsolatában a helyzet a felcserélődő.
Right, so if you can accommodate two things that don't seem to make sense at the same time, then the operation of bhuti yoga will be very easy for you.
és hogyha összeszedünk beépíteni két látszólag ellentétes vagy ellentmondásos dolgot, akkor a kupló az nagyon jól fog tudni működni.
The son wants to do something for the mother, then it reverses.
És például abban a helyzetben, hogy a fiú gyerek akar valamit tenni az anyáért, akkor a szeretet megint fölcsönül.
Right. So that the principle is this. If you're operating it, that's how it works.
Tehát az elvasz, hogyha működtetjük a dolgot, akkor ez így módon működik.
It's the rules of subject object.
Ugyanúgy az alantárt szabályai mondjuk is.
Is that okay?
Ez így érthető. So it's interesting, or surprising, because the mother is always the feminine piece for accepting and receiving.
Yeah, but generally she gets that from the husband.
Igen, de általában a férjét fog kapni.
Right? In other words, she's very nice to the kid, doing everything for the kid and that, and then, but that's not necessarily the case that's going on with the relationship with the husband.
Hát ő mindig nagyon kedves a gyerekével, és mindent meg annak, de nem feltétlenül ugyanezért, mégis a férjével van kapcsolatban.
Right, so therefore the husband has to be applying these principles properly on the wife, that's where she's able to therefore do it for the son.
Hát ezért kell a férjét megfelelően alkalmazni ezeket az elveket a feleségre, szóval a feleség ezért képes adni a gyereknél.
Right, that's why a secure wife is a good mother.
Ezért van az, hogy biztonság, magát biztonságban érző feleség az jó anya lesz.
And an insecure wife tries to be a good mother, but it's emotionally very difficult for her.
És a bizonytalanságban élő feleség az próbálja jó anya lenni, de érzelmi az nagyon nehéz.
Right, she's not receiving the energy needed that she then therefore can then transfer to the child.
Mert nem kapja meg azt a szükséges energiát, amit aztán át tud adni a gyereknek.
She has to generate it herself.
És ezt magának kell létrehozni.
That's why they cry a lot. Cry a lot. Right, you know. That makes sense. But if they're getting proper energy from, you know, interaction with the husband, then the interaction with the child will be very direct and very powerful.
De hogyha a férjével megfelelő kapcsolatban megkapják a szükséges energiát, akkor a gyerekkel valószínűleg nagyon kiegyensúlyozott.
Then they grow up very normal.
És akkor a gyerekek nagyon normális lenni.
Because the energy put into them was very normal.
Mert az az energia, amit kaptak, az is nagyon normális volt.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Something else?
If the husband takes on a very simple style of life and kind of austere style of life, doesn't that create insecurity in the woman?
If that's already been worked out beforehand and that's accepted by the woman, then it works.
Hogyha ezt már előtte megoldották, megbeszélték, és ezt elfogadta a feleség, akkor az működni fog.
Draupadi was a princess.
Draupadi hercegnő.
Of the Panchala dynasty.
A Panchala dinasztiája.
Very powerful dynasty.
Nagyon, nagyon hatalmas, erős dinasztiája.
Vrishabhumna is the brother.
Vrishabhumna volt a bátyja.
So, you know, she was generated directly from the fire.
Közvetlenül a tűzből született.
So, she has a Svayamvara. Every king on the planet is there. Including the Yadu dynasty. Like that, you know. So then, and she can pick anyone. Right? But the one that she picks are Brahmins that have nothing. They sleep on the floor in deer skins. But when she laid down that first leg on a deer skin at the feet of her husband, when you have five husbands, you can't sleep next to them, you have to sleep at the feet. That's why you're next to them. She was as comfortable as sleeping in her, you know, bed in the palace with all facilities.
És olyan kényelmesen érezte magát, mint a puha ágyában, a palotában, minden körülmény.
Right, so she knows it's just some simple Brahmins.
Tisztában van vele, hogy ezek csak egy
szintén. But they're special.
De különleges.
Right, the point is even if it's simple in our sphere, then that becomes the specialness of her husband. Every woman has to feel that her husband is special. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So whatever it is, it doesn't matter. If it's very clear what's there, then it'll work. There's no surprises later.
Hogyha nagyon világos, hogy mi ez a dolog, akkor könnyebb lesz, akkor nem lesz kicsit később meglepetés.
You know what I'm saying? So it's very, then if she accepts it, then she's willing to work with her.
És hogyha a feleség ezt elfogadja, akkor utána később hajlandó lesz ezzel együtt
dolgozni. So it's not a problem. Then it's a matter of her husband's very simple and austere, and that's what makes him, that's what's important for her.
Tehát semmi van az, hogyha a férje ez egyszerű is lemondott, akkor a nő számára ez a fontos.
Okay. So that's why the husband remains the way he was when they got married, then that specialness remains. Women appreciate power.
The
power is gently applied.
Right?
Just like men apply power that's more roughly applied. Women appreciate power that's gently applied according to their nature. Here's something so powerful, but it's considered and deals with me like this. So they're, that makes them very confident and very surrendered.
Hogyha látják, hogy de olyan erős vagy, és mégis tekintettel, vagyis jó természetüknek megfelelően viselkedsz, akkor a biztonságot kell bennük is jó fogják magukat.
Surrender comes from confidence.
És megkódoltak leszek. A megkódolás az a bizalomból.
When a woman is confident, she always surrenders.
Amikor egy nő viszont vagy van bizalma a kapcsolatban, akkor megkódol mindig.
Doesn't mean she won't have attitude.
Nem azt jelenti, hogy ne lennének hangulat.
And it always depends whether she's right or left.
Ez mindig attól függ, hogy jobb oldali vagy bal oldali.
Left will make it obvious for possession, while right hides it more.
A bal oldali az nyilvánvalóbbá teszi azt, hogy az ő tulajdonát itt az övé, vagy a jobb oldali az jobban elrejti ezt.
Is that what you're saying? And in that simple lifestyle,
és ebben az egyszerű életmódban,
the tendency will be whatever is the maximum you could get for it, that's what they'll shoot for.
Hogy az a maximumot, amit ki tudsz hozni belőle, ő azt tudja megcélozni.
You know what I'm saying? So, in other words, your determination is to be simple.
Tehát más szóval a te eltökéséged az, hogy egyszerű leszel.
And they're comfortable with that.
És akkor ők ezzel jól vannak.
But they'll always try to get the most developed and simple.
De így megpróbálják majd elérni a legfejlettebb egyszerűséget.
So if you're consistent in your determination, but liberal in your application, then it'll work. Right? Because they also can't be consistent in how they appreciate simplicity. So they'll go to stages of being more, trying to get more out of it, and then be comfortable with less, more and less.
Tehát akkor így többet fognak belőle kapni, akkor kényelmesen érezzük magukat, akkor kicsit kevesebbet, akkor megyünk többet.
Point is, you deal properly, it won't go away.
Hogyha megfelelően viszont szózáig, akkor nem fognak elmenni.
The facilities for a woman is actually secondary.
Azért, mert a körülmények egy nő számára valójában másodlagos.
The facilities are options for experience.
A körülmények azok csak lehetőségek az élmény megszerzésére.
The more the facility, the more the options.
Minél több a körülmény, annál több a lehetőség.
But it's not that they use all the options.
De nem arról van szó, minden lehetőség.
They just like that it's there.
Csak szeretik, hogyha megvannak a lehetőség.
If they wanted, they could use it.
Hogyha akarnak, tudnák őket használni.
But they may never use it.
De lehet, hogy soha nem használják.
Because nothing is ever done consistently.
Azért, mert soha nem csinálunk semmit következetesen, vagy
a kapcsolatban kérdőjé között, hogy a rajongás részhez feltétlenül kell
So, In the husband and wife relationship, this infatuation that you mentioned, is it necessary to do that?
No.
No.
Same time, you can just you can ask yourself that question.
Point
is, do you need it?
But
if you don't need it, then you just have to be considerate. And confidence will be there. If you need infatuation, then you have to be over considerate. You know, because that generates overconfidence. Right? You know what I'm saying? The girl's so confident in the situation that she's jumping up and down and making an idiot of herself in front of the rock band.
Hát például, hogy a nő az annyira bízik magában, hogy annyira bízik a dologban, hogy rajong és fölleugrál, és itt a rajongásában a rock együttes előtt.
Right? But because everybody else is doing it, she feels comfortable.
De mivel is miért csinál magából egy közben? De mivel minden tudja, ezt csinálja, ezért
ők a kézen. No one else is doing it, then she won't feel so confident, so therefore it won't see infatuation.
És hogyha meg senki más nem csinálja ezt, akkor ő nem fogja nem fogja érezni ezt a biztonságot, akkor nem fogja megmutatni a rajongását.
The question you have to ask yourself is, why did you get married?
A kérdés, amit föl kell tenned magadnak, az az, hogy miért házasodtál.
What is it that is distracting you from Krishna?
Mi az, ami elterelje a figyelmet Krishnáról?
He says, always remember him, never forget. Okay, so we focus on our always remembering, we're here, we chant, we're doing all kinds of nice services for the Lord. So, operating those activities without offense, then gives a measurable result.
Akkor ez egy nagyon mérhető eredményt ad.
But because we're, even though it's more powerful, we're conditioned.
De még akkor is, hogyha ez hatalmas eredmény, még mindig feltételekhez kötöttek.
So we tend to place elements of our conditioned nature as equally as important, sometimes more important than the spiritual.
És ezért a feltételekhez kötött természetnek az elemeit gyakran ugyanolyan fontos helyzetbe teszik, vagy olyan fontosabb, mint a lelki természet.
That's our mind.
As a Maya.
Right. So now you have to be very clear of what is your Maya. Then you can get rid of it. If you're so absorbed in hearing and chanting that nothing else comes to your mind, of course that's the best. But if there's a distraction, you should know exactly what that distraction is. And then through using these definitions of the Shastra, connect that to Krishna by dealing with it according to how Krishna says it should. And in the beginning, actually, we do it for desire of getting results. So the beginning one out of attachment deals with the women properly, then finding that that gets the best interaction. Right. It means the men get married to women because of the emotional support and the pleasantness of the interaction. So only if a woman is happy does that happen. Therefore you follow these principles, they're happy. Then that emotion and all that you were expecting, you get. But with more maturity in devotional service, then we start to see that, well, actually, that's not the real purpose. The real purpose is to develop our love for Krishna. So then we still perform exactly the same dealings with the women. Because according to the definition of Shastra, that's the duty of a man towards a woman. So now he performs it because he should perform it. He will actually do it better because he doesn't have any motive behind it. So the wife will become even happier. And his result is he'll become liberated. Right? Action, prescribed duty performed with knowledge, with detachment, gives you liberation. Right? And doing things for Krishna, remembering Krishna, to please Krishna, that gives you bhakti.
És azt pedig, hogyha mindezeket Krishnára emlékező Krishna örömére, akkor azt meg baktit fogalmaz.
So that's the formula of Buddha Yoga.
Ez a Buddha Yoga-nak a
történet. The formula is,
végezzük a felségeidet.
You know, that means according to Shastra.
With knowledge.
It means you know how you, how it works and how to operate it. Without attachment.
Right?
It means it's nice karma, you're doing it to please Krishna because this is what should be done. Remember Krishna. And, how do you say? To please Krishna. So that's the complete form of Buddha Yoga. The four new duties.
Right?
That's karma yoga. With knowledge. And without desire for result, that's jnana yoga.
Right?
Remembering Krishna, that's jnana
yoga.
For Krishna's pleasure, that's bhakti
yoga.
Right? So that's Bhagavad Gita.
Ez a Bhagavad Gita.
Okay. Okay.